Espresso English Podcast, Episode 31, 36 Expressions with Get. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Get is one of the most common words in English, and it's used in a lot of different ways. In today's lesson, I'll teach you 36 common expressions using the word get. You can use get plus an adjective. For example, get married. We're getting married next year. The wedding will be in August. Get divorced. Brenda got divorced 10 years ago, and she hasn't seen her ex-husband since. You can use get plus an emotion. For example, get angry. My sister gets really angry when I borrow her clothes without telling her. Get tired. It's late and I'm getting tired. Let's go home. Get dark. The theater's getting dark. I think the movie is starting. Get lost. Philip got lost in the New York City subway and had to ask for directions to Times Square. You can also use get plus a comparative adjective to show that a situation is changing. For example, get better. Larissa's getting better at dancing. She practices every day. Get worse. If your headache gets worse, you should see a doctor. Get more expensive. For example, it's getting more and more expensive to buy an apartment in Rio de Janeiro. Get safer. Buying things online has gotten safer with tools like PayPal. Get more important. It's getting more important to speak multiple languages in today's globalized world. Get deeper. Be careful, the water gets deeper quickly on that side of the pool. The verb get is also used in combination with prepositions. These are called phrasal verbs. Here are a couple of the most common. Get up. My alarm clock goes off at 6:30, but I don't get up until 7:15. Get along with. This means to have a good relationship with. I get along really well with my colleagues. They're a pleasure to work with. Get into. This means enter. How did the dog get into the house? He's supposed to stay outside. Get out. This means leave. Randall got out of the car to check the tires. Get around. This means to go to different places. It's very easy to get around Berlin. There's a great subway system. Get together. My family always gets together for major holidays like Christmas and New Year's. The word get can also be used to mean arrive, and in fact, it's much more common in everyday, informal English to use get plus a place instead of the word arrive. For example, get to the office. My boss always gets to the office by 7:30 a.m. Get home. I had to work overtime, so I didn't get home until midnight. Get to school. Sarah got to school late and missed her first class. Get to the train station. When they got to the train station, they realized they'd left their tickets at home. Get to the store. Hurry up! I want to get to the store before it closes. Get there. I don't know exactly where the post office is. Could you tell me how to get there? The word get can also mean receive. For example, get an email. Did you get my email? Get a present. I got lots of presents for my birthday this year. Get grades. If you get good grades in high school, you can get into a good college. Get a certification. I got my scuba diving certification last year. Get an award. Ted got an award for being the best salesperson in the company. Get a shipment. We got a large shipment of books today. What should I do with them? And finally, get can also mean to buy or obtain. For example, get a job. Tanya moved to Los Angeles because she got a job there. Get an apartment. I just got a great apartment right in the city center. Get a computer. I got this computer just last month and it's already broken. Get a jacket. That's a really nice jacket. Where did you get it? Get shoes. I got these shoes in Barcelona. Get something for a good price. We got this TV for a good price during the spring sale. If you want to learn the common combinations of words used by native English speakers, my ebook, 1000 English Collocations in 10 Minutes a Day, will help you. This book teaches you the typical expressions that native speakers use all the time. And each lesson just takes 10 minutes, 5 minutes to read the lesson, and 5 minutes to take the quiz and practice the expressions. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on eBooks, and look for 1000 English Collocations. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next lesson. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500-plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.